B-Pod Studios.
A member of the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show has been accused of cheating. We will identify that person and get to this to get to the bottom of it immediately.
Now, how did this whole thing come about?
Nicole Weaver, would you please step forward?
Yeah.
You dirty dog.
What did you do?
You know what? I'd like to find out what I did because, you know, I'm about to start my weekend, right? And I check my phone and I get this message on Facebook. So it's a Facebook message, so you know it's legit. And this chick, stop. You want me to read the message?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So she sends you this nasty gram.
At 8 o'clock at night. Stop asking Charles to do you favors and find you a bleep boyfriend for that. Mm. The minute you realize he wants nothing to do with you is the minute you'll stop hearing from me.
Whoa.
So I look at this and it's Friday, and on Friday I went to like a wedding reception.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple glasses of wine. So at first I read it and I'm just smiling because I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity to mess with you. But then what?
You don't know a Charles.
No, I don't know. I'm gay.
And you definitely don't know this person who's messaging you.
No, I don't know a Charles.
I'm just letting everyone at home play along, okay?
The only Charles that I know is a 40-year-old man who works here.
I'm 41, but okay.
Anyways. And so this chick, her name's Caitlin. She lives in Leesburg, Virginia.
Okay.
Don't even know where that is.
Yeah, somewhere up there.
So
she hit you up on Facebook?
On Facebook.
Did you message her back?
Well, so get this. So she not only messaged me, but then after she messaged me, she blocked me.
Oh.
Because look, I can't, like, so I can't even respond to the message.
She's embarrassed. She feels super embarrassed.
What did you message back?
So
she couldn't.
So I couldn't. So what I do is I get...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Her name, type it in on Instagram, and ask her to follow me, and she keeps denying the request because she's private. So, like, I'll press the follow button, and once you do that, it, like, says requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'll, like, go back to check on it, and it'll go back to follow. So she's, like, denying the request.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what I did is I sent her, because you can still message somebody on Instagram, so I sent her an Instagram message, and I'm like, hey... So on Facebook, my profile picture and my cover photo and just about every other photo I have is pretty gay. So, so if Charles is messing with a tatted chick with an undercut, then girl, you got bigger issues.
Your issues with Charles, not me.
But girl, like, hope you figure it out. You got the wrong Nicole. Best of luck, but Charles is probably cheating on you.
Hey, well, hear me out on this, you guys, because I was listening to the message. It's the first time I heard the message. If you read that message again, it almost sounds like maybe they're like this other Nicole and Charles might not be hooking up. Like maybe she's just asking him
for favors,
like drive me here. Loan me some money. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't sound
like... Well, it sounds like whoever... I think this girl is dating Charles. Well, no. You think, like, they think that the person, Nicole, isn't the one cheating. You think that whoever Nicole really is not really cheating. It's just hanging around the guy.
I'll tell you I decepted it.
The Nicole, who she thinks she's that Nicole, right? Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be messing around with Charles, just maybe hovering around Charles. Because it didn't say, like, quit messing with my man. It was more like, stop asking
him
for...
It's probably, like, a flirty thing. Like, there's some
Read it again, real quick.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Please.
Yep. Okay.
Is that still bad, just to be asking
Stop asking Charles to do you favors and find a bleep boyfriend for that.
See?
The minute you realize he wants nothing to do with you is the minute you'll stop hearing from me.
Well, that's all pretty aggressive for someone who's...
Way more Roy's type than mine.
That's pretty aggressive for someone who's just...
Here's how I
I'm listening to you.
It's just, it's pretty aggressive. That's an aggressive message for someone who's not even like cheating.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Nicole asked him to mow his yard, mow her yard or something.
See, it sounds to me like maybe somebody he works with or an ex-girlfriend who's just still hanging around. And like maybe there is nothing going on, you know, between them, but they're real close. And she's very annoyed by
that. All I know is there's a Nicole Weaver out there acting up.
And it's not
it
you.
Ain't me.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.